Open theism is a belief, and it's a pretty modern one that really started in the 1980s with Clark Pinnock, and then one of the major proponents of it today, there was a John Sanders, but one of the major proponents today is a Greg Boyd, who I think is in your neck of the woods. And what he's a pastor who talks of open theism as the belief that God does not know in advance what's called the contingent choices of his creatures, and that includes human beings and demons. The idea is open theism is an attempt to take God off the hook for the sufferings that his people, and that all people really, have to put up with. Because it comes from the premise that the predominant attribute of God is that he is a God of love. Therefore, we take our definition of love and our understanding of love, and we say, would a human father knowingly allow his child to go through horrible suffering? If he knew in advance what was going to happen, wouldn't he intervene to keep that from happening? And so the logic applies to God. Now, it's hard to defend from Scripture, although selectively they do attempt to defend it, open theists do. But the problem, but there's many problems with open theism, but one of the problems that I address in the book is that an example that Greg Boyd uses is someone in his congregation who had prayed that she'd become pregnant, finally have a child. Indeed, she was pregnant, she was having the child, and then the umbilical cord came around the child's neck and the child choked to death, and this horrible, horrible thing. And so this woman came to him to say, why would God allow such a thing to happen when he knew it was going to happen? Why didn't he stop it? And then Greg Boyd's answer to that is, if God had known in advance it was going to happen, he would have stopped it because he loves you so much. Mm. But he didn't know, and that's why he didn't stop it. Well, one of the many problems with that is, okay, let's say for a moment that God didn't have future knowledge, and I'm convinced that Scripture is emphatic that he does have future knowledge, and I cite numbers of passages to support that. But let's suppose it was true he didn't have future knowledge. Doesn't he have present knowledge? If he has present knowledge, wouldn't he see the umbilical cord around the child's throat? You know, wouldn't he see the child was choking to death? Couldn't he easily unwind that umbilical cord? And so what it means is that open theism, all it does is shorten the time that God actually knows this terrible thing is going to happen. But it doesn't remove his knowledge of the thing happening unless we also argue that God doesn't, not only doesn't know the future, he doesn't even know the present. Well, does he just know the past? Is that all he knows? I mean, and so I think it just doesn't give the comfort that they're attempting to make people feel from it. And the other part of it is, at what expense have you now affirmed the love of God so that we don't have to feel bad about these horrible things happening to us? Now you've got a God who really would help us if he could.
Wow.
If only he knew. If only he had sufficient knowledge, he would intervene and help us. Well, what does that have to do with Romans 8:28? That God works all things together for good to those who know him, to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. Well, if God doesn't even know what's going to happen, then
how
really?
Can he say that, really, then, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, one of the things Greg Boyd says is with a woman who married a man who, and then they went to serve on the mission field, and this man, and she prayed for her husband, and this man ends up being an abusive, horrific philanderer, sexually immoral, all of that. And Greg Boyd comforts this woman as a pastor by telling her that, you know, at the time, God did lead you toward this man because he didn't know what that man was going to become. Well, if he didn't know what that man was going to become, then he doesn't know any of these things, then he can't reassure us. And what's, you know, that all things are going to work together for good, because how can he know that when he doesn't even know what's going to happen in many cases? He knows his choices, open theists say, but he doesn't know our choices and human and demonic choices, and therefore these things ultimately, even though open theists will say they still believe in the sovereignty of God, it's the extreme form of Arminianism in the same way that hyper-Calvinism is the extreme way of Calvinism, and I have charts in the book that illustrate that. If you take all of Calvinism to its logical conclusion, you could easily end up being a fatalist, a hyper-Calvinist who really believes in God as Muslims believe in Allah, that he's just going to do what he's going to do and it really almost doesn't matter with us. And then the extreme view of Arminianism that could lead to free will is such that ultimately God's sovereignty is minimized.